The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in...
Thanks for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon Sunday Spectacular. 2 hours of thrills and spills, to which you're invited to participate at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll launch right in here on May 5th, 2019. And all the news is good. That I'm aware of, and if you know, if you've heard of anything frightening that I've missed, call in and let us know. I am going to open up my Firefox here, which does the best job of bringing me Donald Trump's Twitter account. Does a better job than Microsoft Edge does. Whoops. Let's bring it up here and see what the man of the hour is doing. I'll tell you what, the vindication of Donald Trump is complete. And the meltdown of the left is a wonderful thing to behold. 2 minutes ago, I knew I was right on time. 2 minutes ago, anticipating our show, the president tweeted, well, he quotes Robert Ray, who, we'll look up Robert Ray in a moment here. My fact recollection of Robert Ray is not good enough, but here's what Robert Ray said, retweeted by the president. The report, that is, of course, the Mueller report, is there any other, sounded an awful lot as being Comey-esque. In other words, I'm not going to charge this person. Remember how James Comey said, I'm not going to charge Hillary. And then in parentheses, Robert Ray writes, there wasn't even close to being a crime, but I'm going to criticize him on the way out the door. That's unfortunate because it's stepping outside of the role, unquote, Robert Ray. And let me look up Robert Ray here to refresh my fading memory as to what, who and what Robert Ray is. Let's look him up. Probably everybody in this in the audience knows more about Robert Ray than I do. All right, here he is. Oh, there are a whole bunch of Robert Rays. And the one in question is going to be, ah, yes, a prosecutor. Robert Ray, born in 1960, an American lawyer practicing in the New York office of Thompson & Knight, as the successor to Ken Starr, as the head of the Office of the Independent Counsel from 1999 to 2002, he investigated and issued the final reports on the Whitewater scandal. Now, you notice that Donald Trump, in the last 24 hours, has said of the Mueller hoax, the witch hunt against Trump, bigger than Watergate. And folks, it's a lot bigger than Watergate. Humongously bigger than Watergate. So Robert Ray issued the final Whitewater. Of course, that's not Watergate, which is Nixon. Whitewater is Clinton. And that was in the White House travel office controversy. That's the one in which Hillary and Bill dumped a whole office full of loyal and great employees in the travel office just so they could get their people in and make money on the travel arrangements. Lots of airline tickets bought, so they got rid of the professional and ethical travel office and put in their own scam office where they could skim off the top. And the Mr. Ray, some of the reports that he submitted are the Monica Lewinsky reports, Madison Guarantee Savings and Loan, Bernard Nussbaum, and Hillary Clinton in 2000. He issued a report on her. He prosecuted Mike Espy. There you go. So Donald Trump retweets him. Let's go back to Donald Trump. This is 2 hours ago, and let me get my caller board up here so I can see you guys. There you are. Let me now. If you call in, the engineer is going to greet you on the phone and put you on my board here, and I'll see whatever designation you give yourself and whatever location you choose to pretend to live in or actually live in. You can do anything you want on talk radio. So go ahead and do it. Let's see here. 2 hours ago, the president tweeted, after spending more than $35 million over a 2-year period, interviewing 500 people, and folks, the word interview doesn't do justice to this. They're not interviewing people. They're interrogating them. They're grilling them, terrifying them, threatening them, blackmailing, twisting their arms, breaking their legs, threatening their family members, as they did with Mike Flynn. They didn't just interview Mike Flynn. They threatened his son. That's why he pled guilty. This nasty, Mueller, interviewing 500 people using 18 Trump-hating, angry Democrats and 49 FBI agents, all culminating in a more than 400-page report showing no collusion. Why would the Democrats, this is the president talking to you 2 hours ago, why would the Democrats in Congress now need Robert Mueller to testify? Are they looking for a redo? Because they hated seeing the strong no collusion conclusion? There was no crime, except on the other side, incredibly not covered in the report, and No obstruction. Bob Mueller should not testify. No redos for the Dems. Nice tweet from the president. And I'll toss in my own comment on that. Be careful what you wish for, Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler and associates. Be careful what you wish for. Do you really want to give the microphone to Bill Barr some more? You think you can go toe-to-toe? Do you think all of you demon rats put together are a match for Bill Barr? No. But go ahead and try. As Clint Eastwood said so famously, are you feeling lucky, punk? Go ahead. Go ahead, demon rats. See if you can take on Bill Barr. You already should know from your experience in the Senate committee hearing, you're no match for Bill Barr. And he's destroying you. And the same with, if you want to go back into the Mueller report? You want to spend the next 2 years delving into the Mueller report? Be careful what you wish for. Anyway, these people are dumb as rocks. But that kind of goes without saying, doesn't it? They're Democrats. Don't you have to be dumb as a rock to be a Democrat? Let's go to the next tweet from the president. You know, the party of Ilhan Omar, the party of Occasional Cortex. I love the way Michael Savage dubs her, Occasional Cortex. Four hours ago, the president. Now, here's one. He tweets on the Kentucky Derby. I love his range, and he loves sports. I've been so busy this weekend, but believe it or not, I have not yet watched the Kentucky Derby, and I may be too busy right after the show to even do it right after the show. So all I know is I heard that the winner was disqualified, or the initial winner was disqualified. But the president opines on the question. He says, the Kentucky Derby decision was not a good one. It was a rough and tumble race on a wet and sloppy track. Actually, a beautiful thing to watch. Only in these days of political correctness could such an overturn occur. The best horse did not win the Kentucky Derby, not even close. Okay, well, that'd be interesting to watch it then in light of the president, of course, is one hell of a sportsman. And I'd love to see, you know, now that the Mueller witch hunt is over, maybe the president will get a little bit more chance to show off his golf that sort of thing. But apparently he's a pretty darn good golfer. Now, right after he tweeted about the Kentucky Derby, the president went on to talk about China. He says 4 hours ago to you, to me, for 10 months, China has been paying tariffs to the USA of 25% on $50 billion of high tech, and 10% on $200 billion of other goods. These payments are partially responsible for our great economic results. The 10% will go up to 25% on Friday. $325 billion of additional goods sent to us by China remain untaxed, but will be shortly at a rate of 25%. Now that's good money, folks. The tariffs paid to the USA have had little impact on product cost, mostly borne by China. China. The trade deal with China continues, but too slowly, as they attempt to renegotiate. N-O, with an exclamation mark. I love that. That's a lot of money, folks. 25% on $325 billion coming up, and a high tariff on something less than that just concluded. Wow. And, you know, it makes the point. Why are the Chinese paying these tariffs? That's a lot of money. 25% on $325 billion is going to be slightly over $80 billion. Huh? That's a lot of money. But they're going to pay it. Why? Because they're still making money. And idiots like Clinton and Obama and the Bushes didn't have the brains to realize that fact. What were they thinking? Why would they bring? Have you seen the container vessels that the Chinese goods come in Los Angeles, and there's a few other ports on the California coast, some of them specifically dedicated to just receiving Chinese goods? There's one, my old surfing haunt north of Los Angeles included one of those ports that's not, you know, it's just to bring in Chinese stuff. And is it Wainimi? Been a while for me. But have you seen the size of the ships that the Chinese bring in? Monstrous. And what choice do they have than to pay the tariff? If they don't pay the tariff, then the goods are not landed. In which case, a few hundred million Chinese are twiddling their thumbs and picking their noses over in China at idle factories. Not good for the dictator over there. Only Donald Trump had the brains to realize a simple that is. Let's see here. Well, we'll go to some more tweets here. The president's tweets are just getting more and more amazing. Here's Judicial Watch. Donald Trump retweeted a tweet from Judicial Watch, which is talking about Donald Trump retweeting them. Judicial Watch, remember that's Tom Fitton, one of the best patriots in the country. In this retweet by the president, Judicial Watch says, Donald Trump retweeted our petition, exclamation mark. Right now, our borders are being used as gateways for drug cartels and violent criminals. That's why Judicial Watch fights illegal immigration in the courts. Join our president and sign the petition and help us win. Build the wall. President Trump is right. Right now, our borders are being used as gateways for drug cartels, terrorists, and violent criminals. Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one coming up from the president. Wait for it right after the break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. I went through life, my ways were fast, and many times I played.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thank you. And we're a great tweet from the president here in a moment. During the break, I watched the Kentucky Derby, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. Can watch it, the whole thing during a break. I agree with the president. That was a bad call. That was an incredibly, I don't know if you've ever been involved in horse riding or racing, folks, but these are big animals, and they are solid muscle. It's amazing. The jockeys who get up on the backs of these incredible animals exerting at that level are brave individuals. Anyway, maximum security got robbed there of a genuine win. And that was a great race. Wow. Let's go back to the president with whom we just agreed, and let's agree with him again on this one. I've mentioned Andrew Napolitano you know, I finally figured him out. You know, after years of not getting what he was doing. You know, that's that the Mitt Romney school, the John McCain school, the Rhino school. That is so much the undoing of conservatives in America. And that's what Napolitano does. He takes pot shots. Remember when Mitt Romney launched Unloaded on Donald Trump in 2016? That was remarkable. And he's still doing it. What's with these people? What motivates these people? Who knows? But Napolitano does the same thing. He'll come up with, well, now here's the tweet. But now the president's involved. It's not little radio show Kelso commenting on this with his opinion, of which everyone has one. No, it's the president who's noticing Napolitano taking these shots at the president over and over again. So here's what he does. He retweets a guy named Howard H. Let me see if I can tell from this picture who he is. I can't quite tell who he is. So anyway, the president retweets it. That's what the important thing. And this person had said, when you look at the continuous incorrect statements by Napolitano over the past 2 years, it is fair to ask Fox News why they allow him to have national airtime. The man has been significantly wrong on at least 8 major occasions. Unacceptable. Take him off the air. Wow. How do you like them apples, Napolitano? The president, I mean, obviously the president is endorsing the idea of taking you off the air. Let's go to our caller board here, and let me bring it up. Oops, let me try again. There we go. We've got a caller from California. Robert is on the line. Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Unfortunately, I don't have enough money to move away yet.
Well, what part of the state are you in? North, south, central?
I'm right in the thick. I live just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah, right. Okay. Here in front of the poop map. I get to look across the bay at a poop map.
Well, I used to live near you there. I used to live in Mendocino County.
Oh, I lived up there too, actually. I lived up in Fort Bragg for a while, and I lived in Covelo for a while, which is actually on the Indian reservation surrounded by the Mendocino County lines. But most of the people that don't live there never knew that.
Hey, Robert, when you were in Fort Bragg, did you ever shop at Down Home Foods?
Well, of course.
Well, we probably met each other.
We might have.
I used to work at Down Home Foods. It's a health food store, folks.
Yeah, it's the only decent grocery store in town if you don't like Safeway.
Yeah, and my wife worked at Safeway.
So, oh gosh. Well, I'm sure that you guys took your day off once in a while down on Glass Beach, yeah?
We lived down there. Yeah, we lived right next to Glass Beach, right on the water, almost on the water we lived.
Oh, so you lived in the townhomes down there.
Well, no, and another time we lived, now you're sending me down memory lane, but that's amazing, folks. Let me just tell you, folks, Fort Bragg was, I don't know what it is now, but I'll tell you what, it was, the reason my wife and I moved there, it was paradise. It was a wonderful place in Mendocino County. This may be a little before your time, Robert, I don't know.
I doubt it.
Yeah, but oh my gosh, we used to kayak in the Noyo River. Stay on the
You better
phone,
hold
Robert.
Me over. I never got to my point.
Yeah, let's get to you right after the break. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I'm taking a trip down memory lane with Robert there in California, and I'm going to connect it to all the rest of you who've never lived in Fort Bragg, never lived in Mendocino, maybe never lived in California. But there's something that connects with the idea of this show about my memories of Fort Bragg. Robert, is it too presumptuous of me to ask about what era you were living in Mendocino?
By that, I assume you mean presumptuous.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to share that with me, but what era did you live in, Mendocino?
I lived up in Fort Bragg, and I lived in Covelo for a little while, mostly Fort Bragg.
But what years?
Oh, what years? Oh, gosh, I've got to think about that because I was there three times. I was there 99 through 2002. And then I came back for a good job in 2008.
Okay, well, Robert, I was there. Yeah, Robert, I predate you. I was there in the 80s. And
we never met then.
Yeah, we never met. But I did work at Down Home Foods, so my vibrations were still there when you were shopping at that health food store. But, folks...
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, some of those displays and things that were built there, I built. Anyway, folks, and we did live right near Glass Beach. I mean, just a...
Hey, I hate to burst your bubble, James. I know that the reminiscence is nice, but we've got a lot of current events we've got to get to. I know you're probably going to dislike me a little here, but I actually called to give you a bit of a hard time today about your cheerleading.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Go for it. I love this, Robert. Go for it.
That's why I actually appreciate you. You're willing to take the bull by the horns. You don't always do the right thing with it, but, you know, you try. I like that. And, you know, Steve Elkins has really kind of been addressing this anti-Trump platform lately, and then I hear you, and you're addressing this pro-Trump platform lately, and I love the diversity of RBN, but don't you think the infighting is going to ruin us? I'm just saying.
It would be a really good
idea if we could all take our separate ideas and set them aside just long enough to realize that we've got a common goal. Our common goal is to protect and save the Constitution of this country. Am I correct?
No. That's not my
really?
Goal. You don't care about
the Constitution?
That is a subsidiary, instrumental goal. But the real, if I may, I don't mean to be a nitpicker here, but it's a blunt question, and it deserves a good answer, a good solid answer. No, the goal is not to preserve and protect the Constitution. The goal is to save our people.
Isn't that done by preserving and protecting the Constitution? We as a free people, we don't have anywhere else to go. If we lose this country, we've got no other option.
Okay, You asked another real good question. I want to answer it. These are great questions, by the way. I love what you're doing, Robert, because the audience loves it too. So you're asking solid questions. Let me answer your question. Doesn't preserving the Constitution save our people? No, it doesn't. And what it does is this. I just noticed, for instance, that Mendocino, when I was there in the 80s, the Mexican population of or the Hispanic population of Mendocino was pretty close to zero. You didn't see Hispanics anywhere at all. So I just looked up Mendocino. It's now in Fort Bragg is 1/3 Hispanic.
Yes.
So
yes,
now
that is true.
Okay. Now. And I've noticed other places in Anderson Valley there, which had zero Hispanics. I looked up some high school in Anderson Valley, and the entire student body is Hispanic. The entire student body,
well,
which means
I'm going to cut you off right there because you're making my point for me. You're
okay.
Absolutely making my point for me, and my point is this: we are being overrun as a country. And
yes.
There's no way out of this unless we really start understanding what the problem is. And one of the big problems is that we're long by all these puppet masters. And, you know, Trump is a nice guy,
But Robert, you've offered such a great question here on the Constitution. The Constitution, actually, once we have a nation in which half the nation is, let's say, Hispanic, okay, the Constitution becomes our enemy. Believe it or not, I don't mean to try to sound dramatic, but at that point in our struggle for survival,
could you explain
people,
that? I would like to understand what you mean by that.
Okay, by all means, the Constitution. Whoever's here, whoever happens to have. Made themselves American citizens, they have incredible power because of the Constitution. So if half the population of America is not the Europeans who created America, those people, because of the Constitution, have great power, great rights, great protections against us. Here's where I'm going, Robert.
Well,
here's
I gotta
where I'm
cut
going
you off, actually. Oh, okay.
Let me finish the idea.
Oh boy. Okay.
The point is this: in the struggle for survival, what Charles Darwin was writing about in his book, in the struggle for survival, it's staying alive that counts, not, you know, observing a particular law or, you know, upholding, you know, the First Amendment. If we're at the point where we're struggling as a people to survive, we would be better off without a constitution, with simply
I've really heard what you have to say. I see where you're going from here, and I would really like to interject if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead. Your turn.
All right. You know, when it comes down to the idea of being able to retain moral value of the country that thus dictates the culture of the country, that's where I have to disagree with you. If we don't stand up for the idea of what we're supposed to have here, then it's not going to matter what we're living in, because it's not going to be what we want to live in.
That's all correct. I agree with that completely.
I mean, do you not understand the idea that this free society that we were given here by our forefathers is the only free society on Earth? This is the only country on Earth where you are not required to bow down to another human being. And if we lose that, we're done. We're done.
Okay, Robert,
we're not going to see this again.
I'm going to sound like a real quibbler, but you know, you said you wanted an argument, so I'm giving it to you, okay?
No, I like it. Thank you.
We're not. Yeah, every European society, every single European society that's ever been established ever in history has been a wonderful place, like Mendocino used to be. Mendocino used to be a very, very European place, and they didn't have the U.S. Constitution. They didn't need the U.S. Constitution. You could drop down, Robert. You could helicopter in to any European society in any era. And you'd feel right at home, and you would be in a great place, whether it was Scotland or Spain or Sweden or Slovakia.
Yeah, but what was the one commonality that they all had? What was the one thing they all had in common?
They were Europeans. They were Europeans.
No, they had the Bible. They had the Bible, James. That's what they had. They had a moral culture.
Okay, you are raising wonderful points. I mean, incredible points. Now, may I address this one? You know, this is like the Kentucky Derby, man. Those horses were jostling each other. The mud was flying. You know, the jockeys could probably hardly see. So here we go. You and I were coming around the back stretch here. Maybe I'll get called for interference. You say the one thing all these European societies had was the Bible. Well, European societies adopted Christianity around the year 1000 AD, places as late as 1100 AD, in places like Estonia, Poland, okay, and some places earlier. There are legendary things. People talk about St. Patrick went to Ireland, you know, and, you know, really early and so on.
On a snake. Yeah.
Those are kind of legendary things. But people like Charlemagne converted to Christianity, he compelled those he conquered to also convert to Christianity. But here's my point I'm trying to make. I don't want to make a religious point at all. I want to make the point about I'm answering your question. What did all these great European societies, countries, nations, peoples, what did they have in common? Wasn't the Bible.
Moral value. It's not about the Bible. It's about the moral value.
Okay. Well, you know what it is? It's about their genes. It's about who they are. It's about, in other words, if you, Robert, were to drop down from a helicopter in the year 100 BC, there's no Christianity. Jesus hasn't been born. But if you were to drop down in the year 100 BC in the Teutoburg Forest of Germany, or into Athens in Greece, or into
Ireland. I would look just like everybody else there.
Into Ireland, everybody would look just like you. They would act just like you act now. Their society, their ways, the things about them that you like so much would all be there. And some of them
but we're still getting sidetracked here.
But hang on.
I mean, let's bring this back around to current events.
Well, hang on. Some of them would be worshiping, you know, Zeus. In you know, some of them would be worshiping Athena. Some of them would be worshiping Thor and Odin.
But okay, I thought you were going to get religious here.
Okay, no, but my point is, that's why I did a variety of religions there. The point is, they were Europeans, And the magical, wonderful, spectacular thing about Mendocino, which we started out with, and about all these European countries, is that Europeans are wonderful people. And the societies we build are wonderful societies. They're not based on, they didn't come out of an idea or a book or a movement. They came out of our blood. You were born this way, Robert. I was born this way. And we inherited from our ancient ancestors. And preserving ourselves doesn't mean preserving the Constitution. I don't mean to, I don't want to be a nitpicker, but we could save the Constitution, and you could have a U.S. Constitution with not a single European left in America.
Now you're bringing me back to my point. You're okay. Absolutely bringing me back to my point. And this is why I was really discussing this in depth with you, is because we need to look at the damage that immigration can do to our country. And if we need an example, let's look at Europe. Let's look at the Europeans and the Scandinavian culture, as it were, and let's look at how that's just been absolutely boot in the face, trod upon by this immigration. Now we're seeing it coming to our country. We've been seeing it for a while, but now it's getting really bad, and our fine leader, Trump, isn't doing anything to stop it. He's not doing enough to stop it.
Okay, Trump. All right. Okay, now, Robert, this is great. This is like a heavyweight boxing match here. Wonderful. All right, ding, new round. Trump isn't doing enough. Now, first of all, on the point that immigration is destroying us, I agree. Boy, you have no argument there from Kelso. That immigration is destroying all the European nations. Ones like Sweden. The Poles aren't letting it happen. Hungarians, likewise. But yes, immigration around the world destroying European nations. And in fact, just again, I'm being a quibbler, but that invasion, actually, you say now it's coming to us too. Well, no, it came to us long before it came to any of the European nations. And we're far more, I don't mean to be too colorful here, but we're way further down the toilet than the Swedes or the English or even the French. Because our demography is destiny, and our demographics.
You mean our republic, right? Hold on. You mean our republic, right? Let's make that very clear. We do not live in a democracy, and I'm getting sick of people calling it that. Democratically elected republic.
No, democratically
elected republic. Period.
Yeah. No, maybe I'm
sorry.
You know,
I didn't mean to get upset.
No, maybe
there.
That
one strengthens me.
Yeah, no, but my microphone may have picked it up wrong. I didn't say democracy. I said demography. Demography.
Oh, gosh. Okay, go ahead.
So, you know, and
I stand corrected.
Anyway, being destroyed by the immigration invasion and Trump isn't doing enough to stop it. Okay, now let me contend with you there. I contend. My case is Donald Trump is doing one hell of a great job he's doing more to combat the immigration invasion than any single man in American history has done.
He's working his butt off, and I totally agree with you. He is doing everything within his power to try and stop it, but that
it's not
does
enough.
Not negate what I just said. It is not enough. He is not seeming to be able to stop it.
And he can't. Yeah, exactly. Now, and here's where the only quibble I have with people is if they blame Trump for the fact that he's not omnipotent, that he can't himself personally stop the invasion. But he, more than any man, and I'm 70 years old, almost the same age as Trump. I remember all the same people he remembers. There has been no man in our lifetimes who has done more to protect our border, stop the invasion, than Donald Trump.
We're still invading countries.
No, we're not. What country has Donald Trump invaded?
Yeah, well, let's talk about Syria.
Yes, he didn't invade Syria.
Oh, well, no, we were already there. Okay, so I suppose he didn't invade. He just kept staying in there.
What
about Venezuela? Now we got his war hawk John Bolton talking about going and taking Venezuela.
Donald Trump hasn't put a single
doing what we want.
Donald Trump hasn't put a single U.S. soldier in Venezuela.
I know that, but we got two aircraft carriers that just left east and west coast. Where are they going?
We had four aircraft carriers that went off the coast of North Korea, and that was a good move. That raised the pucker factor.
Just in the last few days, we had two aircraft carriers. I don't remember the names of them. I would have to look it up again. But we just had one leave from the East Coast, and we just had one leave from the West Coast. Both of them were going south.
Yeah, and that's not warmongering like the Bushes did, or Clinton, or Obama. That's not warmongering.
All right. Well, look, I love you, James. Maybe we'll talk again another time. I'm going to let you go. I hear music. Okay. I want to leave some other
Robert,
callers
you
room
brought
here.
Up so many good subjects. Let's continue in a future call. I love you, brother.
All right. Hey, you have a great day, man.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, we're back, folks. And you're listening to The Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host. It's a live show every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time. I guess that's 4 to 6 East Coast time. And thank you for calling in. I really loved that call there with Robert from California. And he raised a number of really crucial points and on which reasonable men can disagree. But his last point, which is that, well, he and I agreed, actually. Part of the reason Trump isn't doing enough is not because he's blameworthy. It's that he's not a magician. He can't fly. He's not Superman. So he has to deal with it. He is in a brass knuckles fight with, you know, it's a miracle that he won the White House. It's an amazing thing that he did this. What a man. But he inserted himself into the midst of a hornet's nest, a lion's den, a swamp inhabited by dismal creatures like Gerald Nadler and Nancy Pelosi. And he just doesn't fit in that world. And what people have not realized, oh, it came up in the call with Robert. I said, no man in my lifetime has done more to stop the immigration invasion. And that's the real threat, not losing the Constitution. I love the Constitution, and I love the best parts of the Constitution the best. And it's a wonderful product of genius of Europeans. You know, nobody other than Europeans has ever written a constitution. Think about that, boys and girls. Think about that. What other people, what other ethnic group has ever written a constitution? Oops, they never have. And strange to say, also, the concept of free speech that our European ancestors enshrined in the First Amendment and freedom of religion, totally alien to every other people on earth. It sounds like idiocy to people in China or India or Africa or Mesoamerica, the Indian world. Free speech? Freedom of religion? The right to assemble? Freedom of association? That term is not in the Bill of Rights, but the concept is. The whole idea of rights, that individuals have rights inherently. You can say God-given or inherently by their very nature, is a European, exclusively European idea, which never originated, never appeared among any other people in the world. We're very different from other peoples. Now, they love to come here. They love the places we build, the beautiful places, the beautiful cultures, the beautiful life, the great neighborhoods, the safety, the beauty, the fun. They take a look at that and they go, you mean I just have to get in there and I get some of that? I just have to rush the border and get in and demon rats will let me stay forever in my progeny? Oh, yeah, I'll take some of that. I'm tired of Bolivia. I'm tired of Honduras. I'm tired of India. I've had enough of Nigeria and Cameroon. I'm going to Los Angeles or Kansas City or Cincinnati or North Dakota. That's where I want to go. Hey, what about Mendocino? I'll go there. Anyway, that's the, so that was in, let's go back to Donald Trump. Let's key off of the president here. You know, his tweets are so, well, you know, we love diversity, don't we? Well, they're very diverse tweets. no, we don't love diversity, but his mind is so wide ranging. Here is a